Oh, it's not nowhere.
Takes a whole house for me to keep my thread and stuff. Do you want that dog?
Take part?
Do you want that dog?
Oh, I couldn't take that from you.
Well, I'm selling them for $2. That's,
oh.
That's the way I get my spending money.
I see. Yeah.
And it's just as soon you'd have it as anybody else if you want it.
Sure. That's probably nice.
Well, I thought, the way you was talking, I thought maybe you might want one for... They're getting them, I'm making them for people to give for Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That'd be fine. Yeah, I'd like to have one of those. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I like one.
Well, now tell me again whereabouts you were born.
I was born in West Carroll Parish in Oak Grove, Louisiana, in a community called Round Hill.
Round Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's close to Oak Grove.
It's about 10 miles west.
Is it anybody just a little place out in the country, or does it have a post office?
Well, they don't have a post office, but they've got a pretty good little community down there, three or four stores in Goodwill. Now, but they didn't have that when I was a child.
Hmm.
But the community that I was raised up in was called Round Hill. And that's where I went to school.
Yes, ma'am.
Round Hill School. You have to ask me now what you want to know, because I don't really know what.
Well, anything you want to talk about would be okay. Is the Round Hill still about? Is it still?
Well, it's called Goodwill now.
Oh, Goodwill.
Yeah.
Now. I see. About how many people lived there when you were born?
Oh, goodness. There just wasn't anybody on there. The houses was about 2 and 3 miles apart. And it was about, let's see, there's six families lived down there,
mm-hmm.
in right in the Round Hill community,
mm-hmm.
and they was about 2 or 3 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the school from where I lived was about 5 miles, and we had to walk, and it's all woods. We went right through dense woods, just paths in the for us to go through.
Yes, sir.
Old dirt roads and you'd bogged down every time you got out nearly with a team and a wagon even. Well, no cars. An old doctor here in Oak Grove got the first car that was ever in this. Well, round Oak Grove, he got the first car, an old doctor. Yeah, he was a superintendent of schools and a doctor. And he visited the school about once a year.
Was that a team of horses that you traveled with? Or
yeah,
what?
Horses and wagons and buggies. He had used to hold surreys, you know, they called them. Lots of people traveled in them.
Mm.
But it was generally a wagon.
Yes, ma'am.